Okay, we're finishing up today packet bays, and so we're looking at the sefer here, page 10, sefer called Sefer Bein Hashmoshos, written in Lemberg, Tofresh Samach Zayin. So in this sefer, page 11, which brings down the two pshatim. So basically, we discussed the really two pshatim in terms of why do you need the ritzufim. Is that a din because we're not baki in ketanim? That was the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. Since we're not baki in kochavim ketanim, that's why we do, we're not baki in what's a beinoni, what's a gadol, this. So therefore, that's why we do ketanim. It was really tzeitzah kochavim is three kochavim beinoni. Since we're not baki, we do ketanim. That was Rabbeinu Yonah. But then we saw in all these rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran, all these things that says no, it has to do with Tosefta Shabbos. In other words, not because, you see, according to the first pshat is we're not baki when Shabbos really ends. We're not baki what's a Bikocha Beinoni. So since we're not baki, we wait for Ketanim, so then for sure we got the Beinoni. But the other sheet is that even if we would know, all the other Rishonim said what a Beinoni is, you still have to wait the extra. To what? To get Tosefta Shabbos. So that's what he writes here on page 11. On page 11, take a look. Achein lefize nafkemina rapsa ben shitas harabine rabbeinu Yonah. The Shitas Haran v'Haritva. So, in other words, there's a fundamental difference between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran and the Ritva. Mashkosu v'agon v'sefer dogel mervava. Right, we have the dogel mervava. Sheroa gimel kochavim she'enem ritzufim amamtim ma'at. Right, dogel mervava says all you have to wait is a little bit. In other words, you see three kochavim anywhere, just wait a little bit more, and that's Tosefes. You don't have to wait till Ritzufa. Right? That was the Dogel Mervav. Mutal Asas Mulacha. Dikert Tam Ritzufa Mishum Tosefes Shabbos. Tatenach. Because he's saying like this. The real reason of Ritzufa is Tosefes Shabbos. But there's no shear. So as long as you wait a little bit, you got your Tosefta Shabbos. But if it would be a din and what, and we're not sure if these are Beinonim, then of course you have to wait for a Tzufim. Because it's a Safek Daraisa. Right? So if you hold, so he's saying it's a fundamental difference if you hold that the reason to wait for a Tzufim is because of we're not Baki. You know, to wait for Ketanim because we're not baki like Rabbeinu Yonah. What do we wait for that for Tosefta Shabbos? And he says, so if you hold like the Dogel Mervava, Dogel Mervava is learning it's a din of Tosefta Shabbos. But he's saying that, but you don't really need it even. So you could even have less. Nika tam ritzufim mishum Tosefta Shabbos. Atenach l'shitus tamir Rabbeinu Yonah. Avo I ritzufim hu hashir. L'simon shehem kochavim ketanim, but if you she'enu nirim el b'layla, but if it's because we're not baki, like Rabbeinu Yonah, lo mitan atzmon mishum tosef shabbos as ein dino shal adog umor v'muruchach l'chora l'anias daiti. In other words, he's saying that if it's a din in the name we're not baki, so then you have to wait for. Ritzufa. In other words, the Dogel Mervava only said his chiddush that you only have to wait a little bit, because he learned the whole idea of Ritzufa is Tosefa Shabbos. And Tosefa Shabbos is a little bit. But if you learn that it's a real, so therefore you don't even have to wait for Ritzufa. But if you learn that Ritzufa, then why you need three Kochavim Ritzufa is because we're not sure when, which are the Beinanim. So, but if you have Ritzufim, then you could assume you have the Beinanim, or the Ketanim, you have the Beinanim. Because we're going to see in this piece, he's going to say that once the Ritzufim, then the Ketanim are already nearer. In other words, the Ritzufim and the Ketanim are at the same time. Because he's going to explain the three levels. There's the Kochavim Gedolim, that are nearer Bayom. There's the Kochavim Beinonim, that are nearer. At least three of them are only near Abalila, and then the Ketanim. So the Gemara says in the Bible you have to wait for Kimo Kochavim Beinonim. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah says you should wait for Ketanim, and the Yerushalmi says you should wait for Ritzufim, and we assume Ritzufim and Ketanim are the same idea, meaning it's at the same time. They're a different concept, because Ritzufim means that you need Beinonim Ritzufim. So, but you wait to Ketanim, then you have it. Vaza here, yeah, Sheb Tukas Alvim, Chizotzi, Apidivre Rosh, the Tosef Shabbos Yeshu Ezashir, Ken, who had been the Tosef Shabbos Sofiyam, Fizek Amshitas, Rabbin Yono, Ulayesh, Mokum Lomer, Tsufim Dafka, Ushir HaTosefis, Vosag Lahamti Ma'at, Chareish, Nirim Gim Kochovim Kim, Shabir Akvar, Yigezman, the Rosh Ritzufim. But you know, you could explain Rabbeinu Yonah also that it's din in Tosefis. That makes it a little bit more difficult. No, in other words, as he's explaining over here on page 12, that take a look on page 12. He says that there are three sections here. The first word in the line is ha'acharon. The first word in the line is ha'acharon on page 12. Hinei ha'tochni'im, I guess the astronomers, chilku es ha'kochovim lefi godlo. They divided the stars in terms of how big they are. Ha'inu godlo echad Godel Beis, Godel Gimel. Three sizes. Size 1, size 2, size 3. Anach Nerom Yud Dal Kochovim Migodel Echad Kim Kochovim Migodel Beis Kufnin Gimel Kochovim Migodel Gimel Shekenu Kochovim Migodel Dal. Yeah. Bine Zos Yadua Asher Nira Kochov Echad Migodel Echad Azai Zman Zeh Nuchal Leroz Kol Kochovim Migodel Zeh. Because once you see the big stars, so then that Shabbos is not over yet. Buzman Hasheni, the second group of stars that you see, that's Beit HaShemeshes. And if you see Ritzufim, then you know it's over. Because then you know that you can see already the Kochavim Ketanim. And in the sefer, there's a sefer called Tosefa Shabbos here on the page. Tosefa Shabbos is a very chashuv sefer. I once heard from Rav Naftali Beer from the Brookline Kollel. He said in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler, page 14, that just like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you have to learn with the Ktzos, so too when you learn Orach Chaim, you have to learn with the Tosefa Shabbos. So, even though people don't know it as well, but it's a Choshev a Sefer. So he writes, says like this. Kach chosim abein etam. Nada min mishkiya sacham atzei tzachov medal minim. Hainu mitchila sashkiya kshacham nechnes above yarekiya. In other words, from shkiya, when the sun goes below the horizons, another 4 mil, that's tzei tzachov. Nada min mishkiya sacham atzei tzachov gimel rivei mil. In other words, but the last 3 quarters of, no, from shkiya to 4 mil, that's tzei tzachov. But the last 3 quarters of a mil, from 3 1/4 to 4, that's Bein ha-shmoshos. V'zman ha-shmoshos, ha-hanu gimel re-mil, v'zman ha-zeh lo shaykh ho-sofim yichol ha-kodesh kevin d'zman zeh havi bein ha-shmoshos. He says, you can't be mosif mechol ha-kodesh during bein ha-shmoshos. Because that you have to keep al-sofik baraisa. Who's sofik lailu. Kach sarach lo-hosif tzas kodem z'man zeh. Da'inu b'zman ha-gimel milim u-reviya. Shem vada yom. In other words, if you want to be Mosif, according to the Shulchan Aruch says, you want to be Mosif before Shabbos, it's from Shkia for the first 3 1/4 mil. That's the time of Tosef for Shabbos, before. Because what we said, that Shkia, according to Rabbi Tam, is really the same thing as Wahat Plag Mincha, more or less. So now you have 3 1/4 mil, that's still Vadayom, but that 3 1/4 mil, you can potentially make it to Shabbos. And do so. Your mitzvah Tosef Shabbos is you can make the Shulchan Aruch says you can make the whole 3 1/4 mil Shabbos. You can make part of it Shabbos, but you have to make some of it Shabbos. The last 3 quarters of a mil from 3 1/4 to four, from 3 1/4 to four, that's Bein Hashmashos. So that of course you have to make Shabbos because it's a suffix skila. But the mitzvah you don't get from that last 3 quarters of a mil. You get the mitzvah from making the 3 1/4 mil as much as you want, the whole thing or part of it, making it into Shabbos. Before that, it's nothing. Before that, it's nothing. You can't be Mosif. Because you can only be Mosif. I think the word is like this. Like Rabbi Willig likes to quote to the Meiri. The Meiri says that Plag Mincha is Srach Lair. It's a shmek of Lila. It's not real Lila. You can't do Malacha and Motzai Shabbos from Plag Mincha. But we'll see. We assume the Halacha, like Rav Shechter points out from the Shagas Aryeh, that all Dinim Derabonim you can do from Plag Mincha. Like Rav Tzinner once told me, he had to go someplace. So, on Hanukkah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein told him, he should light there's Hanukkah from Plag Mincha. Because it's a din lila, Gabi certain halachas. So it is a din lila. It's not a full din lila. It's a partial din lila, and we use it for Gabi Rabbana. But maybe even for a daraisa, it's relevant because why? Because we can make it into Shabbos. Before Plag Mincha, it's not lila at all. You can't even make it into Shabbos. We'll see. There are sheikhs that say even before Plag Mincha, but we didn't get up to that. But for the Rabbanans, like somebody who was a Truma Sedesha has a piece, you want to lay Megillah Esther. You lay Megillah Esther from Plag Mincha. Right? In fact, there was a question in the Truma Sedesha about a Chola. A Chola, so they were going to lay for the Chola. So the question is, can he eat in the meantime? In other words, the Balkar is going to come from the regular shul, after he lanes for everyone in the shul, then he's going to come to this hole, his house. So the question is, so it's going to be take a long time until he gets there. So the guy says he wants to eat breakfast fast. He wants to eat. So can he do that? So Zuma Sedeshin says, no, he can't, because he can't eat before the Megillah. So what should he do? So the Zuma Sedeshin says, I have a better suggestion. You know what the suggestion is? Let the guy come to his house before he lanes in the shul. Let him lane for the chayla from Plag Mincha, and then let him go to the shul. This way, the guy will hear the Megillah, he'll eat, it'll be fine. The chayla will be fine. But he says, but to have to lane first for the shul, and then come to the chayla's house, and the chayla's now going to have to eat before the Megillah, that you shouldn't do. Now that's the Truma Sadesh and Shita. You know what the Truma Sadesh and Shita is? That you can't even have ti'ima. Not only a meal you can't eat before you do a mitzvah, but you can't even have a snack.
What are you?
And this is the famous psak of Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was very against the minhag of the yeshivas. The minhag of the yeshivas is that they daven long, right? On Rosh Hashanah. The yeshivas, they daven very long. So what do they do in the yeshivas? They make kiddush before shofar. So Rav Henkin was very upset with this. This is one of the things that he was upset with his whole life, because of the yeshivas. Two things he had kindness on the yeshivas. That they were making kiddush before shofar or shun. And all the yeshivas, you could probably never spell the yeshivas they did that. No? You make kiddush before shofar?
Yeah,
what? My yeshiva did
not do that, but...
And most
yeshivas...
My shul does it. Yeah, sure does it. Yeah, so Rav Henkin... No, it's because people are hungry, and they're going to first come home at 4:30, so they want to eat. So Rav Henkin was very upset about that. You know what they say, Rav. You know what they say. He said that anyone who made kiddush before shofar Rosh Hashanah shouldn't touch the arm. So the question is, like Rav Shechter mentioned, that Mikra Din is only a Suda, because the Trumas Hadeshin she did, there are Kleiman's Sefer from Henkin, and maybe in the footnote you might mention it. The Trumas Hadeshin she is even the Ima's also, before Mitzvah. What? So that was one thing that Henkin was upset with the Yeshiva, that they were waiting Kiddush before Shofar. What's the other thing that Henkin was upset with the Yeshiva? What?
I'm sorry.
No, that's what I'm looking for. Gal Yisrael. Very good. See? Gal Yisrael, the yeshivas, the chazan, he doesn't say Gal Yisrael aloud. He drowns out before. Baruch Hashem, Gal. Because the question whether you're allowed to answer Amen or not. So the minhag of the yeshivas, they drown out before they Yisrael.
Interestingly enough,
that's a different I don't know if he would necessarily agree with what his grandson said. But last year we discussed Rav Henkin's grandson, Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, but he held that this is not a good machitza for a shul, because it's not only Baruch Mitzuyah, it's not fine in the bottom. That's Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin. I don't know what his grandfather necessarily. Right. The minhag olam is that this is good mechitza for sure. I daven here. I hold it's a good mechitza, even though it's not tied to the bottom. That we discussed last year, Baruch. So. Yeah. So the Tosefta Shabbos says that you have to add, you have to be mosif until resufim. So the point being is, I think someone said, or Rabbi Harari said, is that Tosefta Shabbos can't exist in a vacuum. In other words, there has to be something that's connected to Laila. So when you have Lag Mincha, like the Miri says, Strach Laila, it's a Shtik Laila. Haraya for the Rabbanans, we use it. It's not mamish laila, you can't end Shabbos for them, but you can do certain things that are laila dika things. You can daven Maariv, you can say Havdalah, all these things you can do from Lag Mincha, you can't write the ten. So therefore he says, once Shabbos is over, there's not Shabbos to accept the Shabbos anymore, you can't be motive, but until Gimel Chacham and Ritzufim, so you, for Shabbos ends, you can do Malach of Gimel Chacham. But Gimel Chacham and Ritzufim, that's the Ran and the Ritzvah, and the Ramban, they all say this idea. But after that, then it's nothing. Gorgeous. It's not shy to be most of it.
like being mostly before Parvet.
I mean, that's what these Rishonim hold. Not everyone agrees to this. We'll learn. So that's what the Tosef HaShabbos says. V'nirad tzarech l'hosef b'shiyah sheyesh bein gimel chachov v'zorim l'ratzufim. That's the Zman of Tosef. And Rav Tukhachinsky see where it says Ozbeis in the middle of the page. Ozbeis, I didn't put an arrow there. Page 16. Here, let me is David. Shem Shulka Kosel Posim Shavina Ritzufim Rachdo Tosef Shabbos. So basically he says that he holds it to din in Ritzufim in Tosef Shabbos. And then he says that Ritzufim is the same thing on page 17. That's his Kiddush. That Ritzufim and Kochavim Katanim, those were Machmir for Kochavim Katanim. And we're also Machmir Ritzufim. He says that's the same, because when you have Kochavim Katanim, you'll have Ritzufim of Beinanim. Yeah, right. The sheet is together. That's where Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky is putting those two together. So Tukhachinsky also wrote a sefer called Bein Hashmashos. Right, so he says. So he puts them. He puts them together. Those two things. Because he says, the Levush says Ritzufim is Vadei Laila. But the question is, I thought Ritzufim is Tosef Shabbos. Those are Hesse Valley, Matim, and Giver, Israel, Zman, Kavu, Karam, the 17th dot. Okay, so that's what he says. So he says, Hamura Oschess. Should we call opposing Yotze Shir Gimel Revi Mil? Should Emma Rakla Yehuda? In other words, Gimel Revi Mil is only Rabbi Yehuda. And then you have and Shir of Yosef is Muflog, like we saw the Ran and the Ramban. The question is how much. How much is it? She has logo who dialed it on hay mill. She does Rabbein Agram Chadish Besov Dvar Shavim Asishav Kov Chavim the Rabbi of Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi plead of his man of Orach Rabbein Hashmashas. yields is muflo. Okay, but that's the so that's the story. And the other thing that Rav Harari says of the chumra to have the whole sky full of stars, look on page 21 in the Sefer Hazmanim Bahavana, on page 21. So on page 21 he says, is there any community that holds like Rav Harari? That's what he says. Is there any community? Because Rav Harari, he's a yochid. Rav Leich is a yochid. What about a community? So he says, Tshuva, Hein, Chaside Bells Be'erz Yisrael, Hayunogim, B'motzoi Shabbos, 50 Dakos Achar Shkia. He says, right. He says, 50 minutes after Shkia, in Eretz Yisrael, the whole sky is full with stars. Even in the height of the summer. So absolute darkness in Eretz Yisrael is 50 minutes? Well, check the chart. So he claims that that the Minhag Bells, because really in Eretz Yisrael the three Kochavim is much earlier, because it's closer to the equator, right? We discussed. But Minhag Bell, to wait 50 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, that's a big thing. 50 minutes here, that's no big deal. But there is a big thing, and he says, and they're really following the Rivam Shneituch of Chokin. So there is a Shita, a community that seems to Babish do it to Shita. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, Rabosai, we're going to Bezushev have a 2-minute break now, and we'll daven mincha afterwards. We have chumash and a mincha, and so basically we finish the zmanim now till after Sukkot, because officially. So next when we come back, Bezushev Tom Gedalia and. We have some Gedalia, and a couple of days this year we'll do other things, but not the, because I don't want people to miss out on the Zmanim. Okay, we'll have a 2-minute break, then we'll do a Parsha. Wherever he checked, that absolute darkness in Eretz Yisrael is 83 minutes, not just 50. So then it'll come out that even Bells is not doing absolute darkness as a Kehillah. Okay.